We're so happy to be with us at 8 Days today. We're here all weekend.
Okay, so what is Gay Days?
It's a week-long celebration of vacation opportunities, and right now we're talking about Gay Days Orlando, the oldest one in the country, and it's a citywide event, started from that one day at the Magic Kingdom 24 years ago, and now it's citywide with events daytime, nighttime, for men, women, families with kids. Young and old, it's just, as you see, we're in the Expo right now. This is our 17th year of our Gay Days Expo. We have everything from pet rescues. We have Jean-Paul Gaultier, Dillard's, Bud Light, Kettle One, jewelry companies, clothing companies, and it's free to attend. So it's actually a destination event by itself. It's grown to be that. So many people come in just to go to the Expo.
How did Gay Days come into being, and what are the forces behind organizing it every year?
Okay, it started as a grassroots effort 24 years ago with a couple of different groups saying, let's do the first Saturday in June at the Magic Kingdom, wear red to be seen, and I'm not wearing my red shirt yet today, but as you can see, almost everybody in here is. And from that small first-year event, it slowly grew to, as I had shared, in 2013, we were voted the number one gay global destination event. It is true, we're very fortunate to be right here in Central Florida that now we have so many wonderful parks and restaurants and bars and clubs.
What made the original organizers decide to dedicate a day to this and now several days?
Well, definitely 24 years ago, it wasn't as accepting. The world, the society, even the local one. So it was more of, you know, this is who we are. We're just like you. We're your neighbors. We're your family members, your coworkers. And I think that was more of the impetus behind the event, is to just get out and for ourselves to be seen. Because if we're, you know, 24 years ago, there weren't as many opportunities like the Gay Community Center, gay events like this for gays and lesbians to get together and almost feel like they're in the majority.
And I have encountered online some opposition from parenting groups, Christian groups, that sort of things, who say, oh, stay away from Disney. Don't let your kids come to Gay Days. What would you say to them?
You know, we see so many portrayals of violence between men, so what would your kids see? Two men beating the crap out of each other, or two men showing affection to each other? So, you know, I don't have a problem with people having that, because there's so many on the other side that love it. It is our family and friends that are out there talking to our elected officials and to their neighbors and everything, letting them know, you know, what you think about the gay community is wrong. This is my son. This is my father. You know, this is my fellow employee. But, you know, judge them on how they do their job, how they are as a neighbor, not by one of their titles, like, oh, they're white, or they're Christian, or they're old, or they're gay. You know, and I think that's what we always want to do, is just be judged by who we are individually.
People who support this, who might not be gay but might want to come to events, what would they enjoy especially of from the events that you have offered?
Well, here is a perfect example. Our expo, it's shopping. The taste of Gay Days, who doesn't like to eat and drink? And we don't just have alcoholic beverages, because I don't drink alcohol. Saturday night, we have our annual Gay Days comedy event. So we have two great comedians, and we've had non-gay comedians as part of it, you know, because laughter is universal. It's not gay or lesbian. So every event we put on, anybody could come and they would enjoy if they have an open mind.